9:37. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining me this morning. Looks like a little overcast here in the Pensacola area, but still beautiful, beautiful start to our Thursday morning. If you'd like to text in this morning to Pep Talk, the number is 850-437-1620. 67 across the board in Escarosa. We've got 67 in Gulf Breeze, 67 Cantonment, Pensacola. It's a lucky number. Travis Thompson is here from Climatech. 67 is nice to work in, right?
Yeah, I'll take it.
We've got 20 degrees to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nuts. Last weekend, we're all bundled up in jackets, and this weekend, the beach may be full if the rain holds off.
Typical
Florida, though. That's pretty normal for us.
It's definitely different here on the Panhandle than in South Florida, where I'm sure the air conditioning emergency calls never end.
Yeah.
In South Florida. Because you can't live there without it.
No.
All year round.
Yeah, it's
you
hot,
really don't get
muggy.
A break.
I mean, our climate is really, South Florida is pretty much tropical.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we literally have tropical for 75% of the year. And then you have those weeks like last week where you can literally freeze. And
yeah,
it's crazy. It's hard to grow plants. I know that, man.
Oh yeah. I don't have the brown thumb. It's Mother Nature is the brown thumb here.
Right.
She's the one who comes in and ruins it.
Yeah. Be patient.
Oh yeah. So if you have a question and you would like to text in 437-1620, or you can visit Climatech online, climatechproair.com, or call 850-857-4700. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. Did you wrap up that giveaway with that super awesome looking?
Today is the last day to enter. Over after today. So that was one thing we were going to talk about. If you're going to enter to win, jump in there and do that. The most exciting part of that for me is it's a free year of maintenance. So AC maintenance is in there, as well as a nice gift basket full of baseball-themed items and some Yeti stuff and pretty cool little basket. But you also get your air conditioning system maintenance for a year. So jump in there. Today is the last day to enter for it.
Oh, that's awesome. And all of the entries will also help benefit Miracle League of Pensacola.
That's correct. We're at, I think, 670 is what they were just telling me.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yep, 670. So, had a lot of entries. That's really exciting. That's really exciting. I love seeing that.
That is really cool. I'm looking at the basket. And it just looks like, it looks like a day at the baseball park.
There you go.
You're just going to the ballpark. Is that a hot dog?
I believe there is one in there. I don't think it's real.
It's not real. Maybe it's like a dog toy. That would be awesome. But I like it. It looks really fun. And who doesn't love a Yeti? I know everybody's like raving over the Stanleys right now. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I know I've got several different ones. And I do like having them. I've got one right here sitting with me that I found this one in the road. But
oh my gosh.
This thing is
freaking old. Possum was living in that.
No, this thing, I found it, and this was kind of like when Yeti was a new thing.
Oh, okay.
And I found it, and it's got a big dent in it, so I took it home, and I cleaned it up and boiled it, and I've had it for, this thing's seriously probably 8 years old, nine
wow.
years old. And my wife gives me heck about it. She's like, when are you going to put that away?
That's hysterical. Now that you say it, I'm going to like look at it. Like, where have you been? What have you seen, Cup? What did you escape
this
from?
This came from Cervantes and 17th Avenue. That's exactly where it came from.
You just said Cervantes and you lost me.
That's hilarious. But that's where I found it.
That is a street cup.
Now I'm going to have somebody call in the show and say, hey, that's my cup. I'll have to give it back. That's great.
You just take it back, hit the dump button. All of our dark secrets. I pick up cups off the street. And it's so funny because that's something my husband would totally do, is pick up a cup and just boil it. And he finds things and he brings it home. I'm like, where did you find that? He's like, somebody left it in a car, because he works in the car industry. And I'm like, get that out of my cabinet right now. But I love that the Yeti is in there, because honestly, whether it is the cold weather that we have mm-hmm. or the steamy hot weather we have, that Yeti keeps everything boiling hot or super cold. Because in the summer, honestly, like, although somebody texted in, that's my cup.
You've got to identify the dent.
Identify. What's its name on the bottom? But in the summer, I like lemonade. And I like to have squeezed lemon in there and some stevia. And it's just something refreshing all summer and hot weather long. And that Yeti just keeps it going. So I think that's awesome. And I love that this giveaway. And if you'd like to get into the running, enter into the giveaway. Today is the last day. You can find Climatech of Professional Air on Facebook. It's literally facebook.com/ClimatechProAir. And enter to win. Plus, it gives back to Miracle League of Pensacola, and there's all a bunch of fun things in there as well. So, plus a year of HVAC maintenance, which is just incredible in and of itself. Right now, are you doing a lot of maintenance calls, or is it more so?
We are still doing maintenance. Nope, this is still maintenance season for sure. Now, the fix me calls are definitely picking up. So that's something that we are seeing more and more of, and that's kind of how it works. You know, we'll bump 80 degrees or right at it, and we start picking up pretty good. And then once we get mid 80s and close to 90s, when it's crazy. So we like to have all those maintenances done before that if possible, but that doesn't mean we can't. So now's still a great time to look into that while we've got a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah. Kind of like with, I guess with the weather changing too, and people doing spring cleaning as well and getting things looked at, it does help
and
a
your
ton.
Pollen count's up right now really high. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's still up. And, you know, when you do those spring cleanings, that's a great point, what you brought up. Spring cleaning's a great thing to clean everything, but keep in mind, you're disrupting everything in your house. So when you're doing that spring cleaning, you're getting all that stuff kicked around, moving around. Filters get really dirty really quick after doing spring cleaning. Probably a great time to change those filters right after doing a spring cleaning.
Oh, okay.
If you do have allergy issues, now's still a great time to look into solutions for those, because we do offer several different things, whether it be throwaway filters, electronic filters, home devices like the Remy and other devices that clean and purify the air.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things we can do to help purify the air in your house. So keep that in mind. This is a great time to look at that as well.
Oh, that's interesting. I think too, with the Remy Halo, you have to remind me every single time, that's the light.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
And so this time of year would be a good, because it'll be utilized more, because obviously it's not working when the system's not running, right?
Correct. But one of the things that the Remy does do physically is it causes the particulates that are super small in the air that tend to just float to clump together so that they form a bigger clump, making them fall to the ground, allowing the filter to collect them better, things of that nature. So that's kind of one of the physical characteristics of how that Remy helps things collect dust and lower the dust count and pollen in the house.
I mean, so for me, I guess you got to sit in. Do the pro-con list. Do you ever make pro-con lists?
Oh, yeah.
In my brain all day is a pro-con list, okay? And I just have to keep it all organized up there. But think about, like, all the medications that we go on for allergy symptoms. Because allergies are now showing up differently. I remember, like, years ago, and I didn't start having allergies until probably high school, I noticed.
Right.
And I played sports and everything. But it was like, you got the sniffles, you're like, right. But then as I got older and I noticed allergies, it was like, oh, now you could get a headache. So the antihistamine and all the inflammation in your nasal passages can cause a headache, you know, a nasal pain or whatever. And then you have post nasal drip, and then it weakens you. It's this whole cycle. Whereas in having that step there for you to help filtrate and kill off those different pollutants, maybe you could avoid. I'm saying maybe. Obviously, I'm not promising this to anybody.
Well,
but has anybody even like ever shared on that?
Yeah, well, we have to be very careful, because we talk about it on this show. Your air in your house, we can filter it. And I've got the AccuClean filter is amazing. The thing literally takes everything out of the air that goes through it. However, you still have air coming into your house from outside. Every time you open doors, you do have cracks and openings in your house. Your house does breathe. So while you can control everything going through the HVAC system, you still have air coming in and out from outside. So there's no way I would ever tell someone we can get rid of all the pollen or everything in your house. Not going to happen. But we can greatly reduce it, and we can keep it from traveling through the HVAC system. And, you know, getting to see this firsthand was really neat for me, because when a lot of these devices come out and they claim different things and you're like, yeah, whatever. So we started installing this thing, and what we noticed was coils get dirty because they're wet and they're dark. So when a mold spore or any kind of a thing gets in there, that stuff smaller than we can see, it'll grow. So you see these particulates much larger than would go through a filter in a coil. So it's kind of like you know it had to come through there very tiny and then grow into what it is because it's big. And when we started putting in these electronic filters,
yeah,
absolutely nothing was behind them. And I'm talking, I need to put this video on a website. I've got to make myself do that. At my house, I cleaned my electronic filter for the spring just 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my coil right now is right at 10 years old. And it looks as shiny and as brand new as the day I took it out of the box. And I took a video of it intentionally to post on our website. So that tells me it's taking everything out of the air. I'm not moving anything through the air with my HVAC system. Everything I've got in my house is coming in through cracks, doors, you know, things of that nature. So they're very, very effective at reducing pollen, mold spores. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things will take the flu virus out of the air. It's crazy how well they work.
Right.
So they're a very good product to have in the house to keep the air clean.
That's crazy. So if we are looking for it, we can go to climatechproair.com, click on products, and
yes, I'll get that video uploaded.
That
I've
would
gotta
be
get
awesome.
That sent so I can get it. I took it on purpose and I
air
forgot
purification.
About, yep. Okay. I forgot that I took it. So I'll send that and get it up there.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. It's so funny. The picture of like somebody even walking outside, and I shared this the other day. A video went viral. I forget what state it is in. Pretty sure it's like South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they were cutting down trees this time of year.
Right.
And when the tree collapsed, a massive green cloud of pollen.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was dying.
I've never seen this until a couple years ago. Have you ever seen a cedar tree literally look like it catches fire? I thought I was at a friend's house in Texas. This has been a couple of years ago, and we were at his house overlooking a bunch of cedars that he has, and I thought I saw a tree on fire, and it kind of freaked me out because you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no way to put that fire out.
Right.
And it quit. Yeah. If you video, it's crazy. It looks like the trees catch fire, and it's pollen coming off of that tree. And we saw another one do it while we were there, which kind of confirmed what we thought. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of pollen. And that kind of was amazing to see.
Oh, my gosh. And it's one of the most potent allergens.
Yeah. And they come off. I mean, they do. And I don't know what causes them to do it the way they do, because there was no big burst of air. It's like it releases it. It's crazy.
Like it's just,
and it was really neat to see.
I can see it's like coming off like smoke.
Yeah. It looks like the tree's on fire. It looks like it's smoking. It's crazy.
That's crazy. They call it the cedar juniper allergen.
There you go.
That's insane.
I actually got to see it and was like, man.
Well, but you think about all the different trees that we have here as well. Like I'm looking at, your face and the reflection of the window behind me, and I just see the bottle brush tree. Mm-hmm. And what is that, crepe myrtle back there? What is that? I can't see that far.
There's a crepe myrtle.
A palm tree, right? And then we have like all the little, the bushes and hedges that bloom, come and go, azaleas, right? We have so much that's constantly blooming. And then you have people like me who you want to kind of enjoy having no AC for a few days. And or not even running the heat, which was me last week, 62 in my house. What?
Come on, girl, you're better than that.
No. I was like, everybody put on another layer. Listen, but it's good for us. It creates more resilience, right? But then you have where you open up your windows for a few days, right, to let that fresh air. It is really pretty, and it's kind of nice, and it's good for us to have fresh air and let the house breathe. But then you notice that coating on counters or cabinets, your tables. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. What it looks like a dust.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be dust. It could be the outdoor.
It's a lot of different things.
But then you close all the windows and you hope that once you turn on that system, it starts pulling everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, is your system able to handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And like these days, I know with the newer homes too, they're being built tighter than ever.
That's
without
right.
that room to breathe.
Yep.
And I know that that has, of course, you know, its benefits and downfalls as
well.
Well,
and that's why we are, as mechanical contractors, we're ventilating them, but we're controlling that ventilation. So if that's being done properly, it can be a great thing, because then all of those little things we're talking about in the house that just breathe, we're actually bringing that air in to the house, running it through a filter first. That way we're catching the majority of it, trying to slow that way down.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So right now is the time to schedule that maintenance before it does warm up. A couple of people asking me for the link to Facebook. So I'm trying to text it out to everybody who's texting me right now. So I apologize as I stumble and get that out to you. 850-437-1620. Travis is here for about another 5-6 minutes here on Pep Talk. If you would like to ask a question, please get it in. Or if you would like me to just text you the link to the Facebook page so you can like them, follow them, and enter to win. It is a really cool basket. Doesn't say I can't enter, so watch out. I'm just kidding. Actually, it does benefit, because everybody who enters helps give back to Miracle League of Pensacola. So I like it a lot, which we know they are huge supporters. Let's see a question here. Let's see. Oh, is it? Okay, let me reread that question here. Hold on one just a second. For easy reminder to change AC filter, I do it every season change, equinoxes, solstices, and twice in summer, end of July. Oh, in the summer, I will tell you, you'll hate me, I change my filter like every 4 weeks on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I feel like it's just running so much. I don't even just do it monthly, especially we lived in an older home for a really long time with more carpets in it. And I mm-hmm. just felt like the carpets just, they're like Velcro to pollen and dander and
right.
anything that's drug into the house. And mm-hmm. it just sits there. I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Well, and it's, everybody's different. And I know I say that a ton on this show, but we have customers that literally have to change their filters every week. I have some customers that it's just their lifestyle, their house, whatever it might be. And I have other customers that could really go 3 and 4 months.
Okay.
And they're, you kind of have to judge that by looking at your filter. You know, if you're changing your filter every 3 months and it's just got a light little bit of something on it,
that's okay.
Kudos. That's great.
Yeah.
But you may not get away with that. And it does depend, like you just said, on the season. You get shoulder seasons where it's not running near as much. You can probably go a couple months. But in the summertime, you got to keep a close eye on that, because if you go too far, it's real easy to ice up your system. And icing up a system is bad for a lot of things and a lot of reasons.
Yeah, taking a good look at that filter before you chuck it in the trash is a really good idea. Sorry, I misread a couple of texts here. I promise I'll text you the link to the Facebook page. I apologize. I'm trying to catch up on a couple of texts. Let's see. My system seems to turn off and on dozens of times a day. Is there a way to keep this from happening?
My first thought there would be to have the system checked and see if it's too large. Certain times of year for it to turn on and off fairly quickly is not too big of a deal. Because the way an AC system is sized, we have to size it for the hottest part of the year for the cooling. So you're sizing it for June, July, and August. So if you get some days like now where we're just in the high 70s, mm-hmm. that thing's going to cut on and off pretty quick. But if it's still cutting on and off that way after we get over 80 degrees, mm-hmm. there's probably a pretty good indication that it could be too large. And that's not only eating up a lot of power, it's causing more damage to the compressor. But it's also going to let the moisture in the house rise, because we don't really start removing moisture with an AC until it's been running about 7 or 8 minutes. So if it's running five and cutting off, we're never taking any moisture out of that house. It's just going to keep building up, and you'll wind up with higher humidity levels than you should have.
Mm, okay. Well, I went ahead and text over the link for climatechproair.com. as well as the phone number 857-4700, just to go ahead and call today to get it looked at. I know when you start to hear a lot of noise, you start to worry a little bit, like how, and really, is it draining my power grid as well? Like how much am I paying for this too? You know?
Yeah. And that's, people get really confused about the unit being too big, but a larger unit requires more energy to run than a smaller unit. But the big factor there is that unit to cut on takes so much energy to get it to turn on because that compressor is sitting still. It has to push against all that refrigerant and everything to get going. So it takes a large increase in power for a brief second to get going. But even once that brief second's over, the refrigerant levels have to equalize and get to where they should be. The coil has to come down to temperature. All that stuff has to happen before we're really cooling and getting the efficient unit that we paid for. So if it's cutting on and off and never really getting there, you're wasting all that energy back and forth. And while it does maintain a cooler house, the moisture level never leaves. The energy bills go up. You wind up with compressors prematurely going bad. I mean, there's just on and on with a list of things that are bad if it's too big. So a unit cutting on and off actually worries me more so than a customer that calls and says, hey, it never shuts off. Okay. Is it keeping your house at temp? Well, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's good. You know, that doesn't bother me. So you don't want it cutting it off too much.
What's the highest temperature setting you can leave the AC on without it affecting the humidity levels?
Really hard to say because it depends on the humidity outside, you know, because the outside humidity is what's creeping in that we're taking out or living. So it's really hard to say. I personally, during the cooling season, when you're wanting the air conditioning to run, don't like to go above about 78. Mm-hmm. That's my personal experience with it. You may get away with a little higher than that if you're in a drier part of the season and you don't have a lot going on in the house. But, you know, if you got a lot of people in there showering, cooking, things like that produce moisture, you're going to have to run it a little bit more. So that temperature may be on the lower side.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Travis. Thanks for joining me this morning. Don't forget, today is the last day to enter to win the giveaway. Find them on Facebook. I have the link up on our page, newsradio923.com. Just search Climatech or Pensacola Expert Panel. ClimatechProAir.com, 857-4700. 90% humidity out today, Travis. Happy spring.
Dependable traffic on the fives.